Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
New Ravens guard Venga Ioane and offensive coordinator Declan Doyle met with the media in Owings Mills.
Obviously super excited to get Venga in here and be able to welcome him and his family to the Ravens family. And what was really clear, you know, obviously we get to spend time with a lot of different prospects in this process. But when he got to come in here and we got to spend some time with him, it was very clear that he was a Raven. And what that meant, I mean, what that means to us is really he embodies, you know, the ideas, the values, all the things that we're looking to put into place here with Jesse and the new regime. And it was very clear to us that he would make a great addition to the roster and be able to come in here. You know, he's a humble guy that competes. He shows it all over the tape, and I'm certainly very excited to be able to coach him and him join us on this journey here. Any questions for either of us?
Welcome to Baltimore. I think we sort of asked you yesterday a little bit. How much, you know, because you'll be blocking in front of Lamar, mm-hmm. how much have you kind of admired him from afar? And, you know, so, you know, nowadays, since you've been drafted, have you kind of thought about the possibility of, you know, blocking for him as well?
Oh, man, I've thought about it a lot. You know, his name is a big name around the game. He's been around the game for a little while now. He's a very talented player, phenomenal player. You know, it's going to be a big honor for me and a blessing for me to, you know, block for someone like that. So, taking a lot of pride in that.
And Eric brought up the Haloti Ngata. Comparison. You said you've heard that before. Just curious, how familiar are you with him, and what does that kind of mean to you when you hear that?
I'm familiar with his game. Heard his name growing up. You know, watched a little bit of ball. His name was always around. You know, but being compared to somebody like that, it's not something to take lightly. You know, he's a great player. You know, he's done a lot for the game himself. So, you know, to be compared to somebody like that means a lot to me. So,
have you been able to kind of catch up to how fast paced it's probably been for you over the last 12 hours or so?
Not really. Been a long day yesterday. Got about like 4 hours of sleep last night. Now we're here. But, you know, all of it's a blessing. You know, God has a plan for all of us. You know, just a part of it. You know, not taking it lightly, but it's part of the process.
How much do you know about the Ravens? And I know you've been asked a bunch of questions, but how familiar are you with them? How much have you followed the team growing up?
I mean, I know the basics, you know. There's a lot of history, a lot of, you know, legends that came through here, a lot of big names, you know, a lot of, you know, legends that have left a big part of themselves into this facility, you know, a lot of this game. So it means a lot to me that I'm here now.
Hey, Declan, something that Jesse mentioned last night is that the bank is really scheme versatile. It can fit in multiple different schemes. How big of a factor was that during the evaluation process that made you want to try to get in?
That's a huge factor. I mean, obviously, the versatility that he has in his game, it allows you on offense to be very multiple. And, you know, really, he can do a lot of different things. And you always want to be building the scheme around the player. And because of his unique skill set, it allows you to be able to try to stress defenses in a lot of different ways.
Exactly. We heard a little bit about it, but what was Coach Ledford like to be around last night when the pick came in? And
yeah.
How much did he push for this?
So, like, you got to see the video of, you know, Eric being able to talk and Jesse being able to talk. You couldn't see Coach Led walk into the room and just, like, jumping out of his seat, like, ready to explode. So, Coach Ledford was so fired up from the very beginning. You know, we really identified Venga as a guy that we really felt like would add to our offense. And he's been beating that drum for weeks now for it to be able to come to fruition. And, you know, him to be sitting there when we were picking, it was really just awesome for all sides.
Venga, can you talk about your relationship already that you're starting to build with Coach Ledford? And I know he was working you out at your pro day, and kind of how that all went with him.
Yeah, that was the first time I met him. You know, he's explaining the drills. And then I had a rep, like I'm up taking a knee, about to run outside zone. He goes, "I'm gonna hold the bag." I was like, "All right, I'm gonna use that to my advantage." You know, I'm trying to push him on his ass a little bit, you know. And then after the entire, you know, we're done with pro day, he comes up, he's like, "You almost put me on my ass." I was like, you know, trying to play it off like I didn't know I was trying to do that. So, but you know, that's my guy. This is how the game works, you know. So,
thank you. There's always gonna be some people who say,
how do you take a guard in the first round, right? Why don't you take a pass rusher or what have you? What, if anything, would you say to those people?
There's, you know, 11 people on the field at the same time. You're missing one, you can't play a game of football. You can't play real football without O-linemen. And if you don't have a complete five, there's five people in front that play as one. There's a lot of pride that needs to be taken upon that. So for me, getting picked first round to play as a guard, take a lot of pride in that coming in. I'm trying to, you know, make a big impact playing as a guard and just proving them wrong.
Venga, after you heard your name called and got drafted, what is kind of the coolest and most memorable thing that happened since? Was it a moment you share with your family? Was it a phone call you got? What would you say was the kind of the one thing that really stuck out since you got drafted?
I say two big moments. When I put the hat on my dad, he didn't take it off for the next like 2 hours. He left the hat on the entire time. And after that, we took a picture as a whole family. You know, I got eight siblings. I'm the ninth and youngest one. We're all standing there, you know, nice little view in the back. That's my entire family. That's my whole reason of being here, making it this far. You know, those people are my why. You know, like I said before, you know, I did this for them, and seeing that come to fruition, like you said, that's a big part to me.
Venga, as you're growing up and developing and, you know, the possibility of being an NFL player comes into focus, who are some offensive linemen and some players that maybe you watched, you studied, that you modeled yourself after that made an impression on you?
I was a big Quentin Nelson fan. Watched a lot of his film, a lot of Zion Johnson film. I say Peter from the Titans as well. A lot of those films, and Trent Williams. I watched a lot of his film as well. I know he's a tackle, but you know, he plays real well.
I know you were a rugby player growing up predominantly. When was it that you kind of fell in love with football? Can you tell us the story or the moment that you kind of realized it?
I mean, I watched a lot of football growing up. My older brothers, they play football, high school and all that. And I was a young kid watching them play on the islands. And, you know, didn't really – not much came from that with them. But, you know, from then on, I knew the game was a big part of our family, our culture, things like that. Came to Washington State, you know, my mom said, no football, no nothing like that. Focus on school. She's right here, but, you know, she loves football now, and that's all that matters to me.
When Jesse said yesterday that you guys still don't really know yet how the guard configuration is going to work out, what does that figuring out process look like to you?
Yeah, I mean, really, with the offensive line always, it's how do we get our five best on the field? Obviously, he's got a lot of versatility, and that allows us to really – go out and try to explore that through the offseason, through training camp, and really make it a competitive environment that you know, our guys are able to kind of showcase their skill sets where we think they're going to fit our offense best, and be able to make that decision later on in the camp. But certainly guys like this that have a lot of different – they've played a lot of different places. I mean, I've seen him flexed out as a tight end at times and slicing back and you know, knocking out an end on the other side. And so guys like that allow you to really explore, what is the best fit for our best five.
Have you found that guys earlier in their career are typically more flexible when it comes to moving from the left side to the right side or vice versa?
I would say, yeah. I mean, just muscle memory for anybody. The more reps you take on anything, the more comfortable you get there. And really a transition time like this where he's coming from college to pro, that is it's a really good time to make that change if you're moving around.
One of the stats that kind of jumped out about him that Venga hasn't allowed a sack the last 2 years at Penn State. In watching him, what makes him so good as a pass protector?
Reactive athleticism is a very, very strong trait. He's great with his hands. He does a great job of starting the fight in the rush. I think there's a lot of different reasons that that stat comes out. It's not one area of his game. There's a lot of areas of his game where he does a great job of controlling the depth of the pocket and being able to handle whether that's a guy playing outside of him or a guy playing in the A-gap. He does a great job in protection.
When you got the call and heard it was the Ravens, what was the first thing that came to mind? And since then, have you had any current Ravens reach out to you?
No current Ravens reach out yet. I'm expecting it, but I was talking to EDC before I left, and he goes, like right before I'm walking out of the building, he goes, when you get that call with that area code, it's going to be us. My phone's sitting there, I see the area code pop up. I just felt a whole feeling of relief. Everything just flushed out and I relaxed a little bit, knowing that that moment was everything that I've been working for. I got the call, answered it. I said, "What's up, big dog? We're ready to go," and all things like that. But you know, I'm real happy that I'm here now.
Vanga, I was reading maybe a year or two ago, you dropped about 20 pounds going into a season. What did that do for your game? And do you consider maybe like your athleticism as well as your strength to be, you know, one of your strengths?
For me, it definitely improved my level of play. Felt like I was moving a lot quicker, coming off the ball more, just being lighter. But the whole losing weight thing, it was more just a me decision. After the season, my junior season, I was like, let me see what 325 feels like. Personally, I didn't feel like I lost any power or anything like that. But, you know, my O-line coach was saying that I'm moving a lot better, you know, just playing ball better. So.
Thank you. What's your earliest, I know you said you grew up, you know, obviously watching your older brothers play. What's your earliest just general football memory and what kind of appealed to you?
I say 10th grade. Got my first start on varsity. I'm playing left tackle and we're playing a team from Oregon. You know, he's like 6'7". I've never seen somebody that big. You know, he's coming off the ball. He beats me off the edge and I'm grabbing him and I'm pulling it back as he's beating me off the edge. I had no idea what I was doing, but got a flag called on me, but you know, that's how it was.
Hey, Vanga, what's the best, worst pronunciation you've heard of your own name?
Oh, man. For some reason, I don't understand where people get the L from in my last name. They spell it with an L, but somebody spelled my name Olaivavanga or something like that, Yo or Eon. It's no good, but I hope people get it now, so.
Yeah, I remember there's an interview that you said you learned pretty quick how to be physical when going up against Penn State defensive linemen and pass rushers. Was Adisa Isaac one of them, or was it mean to be teammates of him now?
Adisa Isaac back then, you know, we had crazy different packages on defense, and I was like a two at the time. You know, he's lined up at the 4-eye, and his get-off is insane. Like he was an athlete back then. He still is now. But his like, hand grip, I remember punching him one time. He grabs my hand with, like, barely any effort into it and just rips it off of him. You know, beats me off of that. I get ripped by my line coach. So that's how it was going against him.
Vanga, there was a story when you were in college about you used to print out pictures and sticky notes of other teams, guys on their team, and put them on your bedroom wall just to remind you. Where did that start? Where did that come from? How did that help? And is that something you might try to do in the NFL?
For me, it was a lot of, like, changing my process of how I get ready for a game. That started, like, late junior season. It was more of a thing reminding me that that's the goal the entire week. You know, reminding myself that these are the guys I'm going against, you know, drilling in my head, you know, what they do, how they play, things like that. But it's all part of the process of getting ready for the next game.
People who review your film have talked about just the consistency of the pass block reps. I mean, the efficiency of the movement, the lack of penalties, all that kind of. When did you and how did you sort of become that technician?
It's a big shout out to my O-line coach. You know, that was one thing he harped on a lot was being detailed as an O-lineman. It was either being detailed in the meeting room or out on the field. It's all focusing on, you know, the technique stuff, getting your hands here rather than there, things like that, getting your foot there in the run game. But no, I focus a lot on the little details rather than the big things. So.
Can you, I guess, take us through the process of getting that suit and what it means to you?
I just want to keep it simple, and the lapel is just like part of our culture, you know, get a little tribal on there, but nothing much to it.
Yesterday you talked about kind of how you flipped that switch from off the field to on the field, and said it took you a while to kind of perfect that. Was that, you know, kind of ramping yourself up into that intensity and that mindset? Like, can you talk about that process of kind of building that flip of the switch?
For me, pregame, I'm going in, you know, calm. You can't do nothing full speed when you're, you know, all antsy and things like that. So I'm all calm during the game or before the game. As soon as the game starts, you know, I'm a different person. I'm trying to kill somebody. But, you know, it's all staying calm. And then when you see me play on the field, it's calm as well. But the mentality of just talking smack, things like that. You know, I'm confident in my preparation, knowing what's going on before it happens. And that's why I play like that.
Ben, you talk to your old quarterback Josh. He told me about a story about you guys playing that game against Collins Hill and the bus being surrounded and you kind of standing up and you know, saying, "I got this," and taking everybody off. What do you remember about that moment? What kind of prompted you to be the guy in that situation?
I mean, not much to it. You know, it's just showing up, you know, being the guys that do the things that nobody else wants to do. I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I was one of those guys that everybody looked up to. But, you know, I'm never a guy that speaks before, you know, things need to be said. But, you know, when things need to be said, I'll definitely be the guy to do it.
Man, if somebody asked you what's the best and the worst part of growing up being the youngest of nine, what would you say?
Excuse my language, but they used to beat my ass all the time. That's how bad it got. But, you know, they roughed me up a little bit growing up, but that's just how the household was. You know, like I said, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, so.
Are you the biggest now?
No. Yeah, I got brothers that are bigger than me, so.
Yeah.
All right. All right, thank you.